With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We have comedian Bert Kreischer joining us coming up at 9:40. I was just looking at the Junkies poll today brought to you by Van Meter Homes. It's pretty much split. 54% say no, don't trade for Deshaun given the sexual assault lawsuits
really?
That he faces. 46% say yes.
I'm in the majority.
Yes, you are.
You're in the majority.
Well, you got to know it by the call.
You got a few late calls that were siding with you.
Wow.
All right. So I think Drabby and Valdez are interested in the Junkies dressing up for Halloween. Would that be this Friday? Because Halloween's on Sunday.
Correct.
So yeah. That is just a couple days from now. Can you fill us in?
Well, Halloween is one of the only times that Jason gets into stuff on the show that's not about sports.
Right. Right. It's one of the few times I'm happy.
Right. Remember, there have been times Jason wakes up an hour before his alarm so that he can do zombie makeup.
You're a big Halloween guy, and I like that.
Have I ever showed up as a zombie on air?
I don't remember him doing it. We were in Fairfax, I remember.
We did?
I believe so.
See, I'm generally up for dressing up for Halloween, but usually I'm the only one.
Jason's a low-key Halloween guy.
He is, and I like it.
He's very open about it.
No, yeah. I don't, he could be more open.
I like it. I mean, especially when the girls were younger. But this Halloween, for the actual day of Halloween, it sucks because the Washington-Denver game's a 4:30 kick.
Right.
You know, it's right during the NFL. I mean, I'm not going to be out on my porch giving candy out like I usually would because it's Sunday.
You could do your.
That's why I think Halloween should always be the last Friday of October.
You're right.
Never on a Sunday.
But you could do your DVR bit and then wake up at 3 a.m. on Monday.
Right. No, I'm not doing that.
And watch the Broncos game.
This is a weird bit. You could untether from your television and watch either on your phone or your laptop.
You can't follow. You can watch on your phone. You can't follow a game on your phone.
Sure you can.
I mean, you just have passing.
I need the 70-inch TV.
I'm just saying there are options.
You would never do that with the Caps. You would never go watch the Caps on your phone, like an important game. You just wouldn't.
On the laptop, I might. On the phone, probably not.
Right.
It's not necessarily an important game. They're 2-5.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not going to change the trajectory of their season.
What we talk about all week is what?
We talk a lot of Washington football.
Yeah, so I probably should watch the game.
I know I'm not a Halloween guy. These guys know it. I'm not. I actually think it's stupid. I don't like dressing up. It's not a fantasy of mine to wear skirts like it is for Drab.
Why does it have to be a skirt? You can dress up as a skeleton.
It's always something.
I know, but just last week you were beaming with pride of your 3 Halloween costumes in your career.
No, I said those. Yeah, the
Paul
3
McCartney.
That I have done were all killer.
Paul McCartney.
They were all killer. But I'm not going to participate.
This show could use some lightheartedness.
I would be willing to do it. It's kind of dependent on my wife, to be honest, because whatever I am dressing up when I go trick or treating, I'm the prisoner. My little one wants me to be.
I don't want you to bring your prisoner. Sex costumes in here.
I got no sex costumes.
Why are your handcuffs have fur on?
Somebody's a cop. It's
just because you're in that.
Hey, but don't hate.
Whatever.
Jealous. Show Jess your nightstick.
Exactly.
So as long as that's secured, I would do it.
Right.
But I'm not going to go out and get it. That's going to be
you can throw something together from anything at
the
your house.
The most I would do is a jersey.
And
something.
And we're late in the game. Like, it's already Wednesday. Halloween's, you know, the celebrating is on a Friday. There's not a lot of time to get your costume together.
I'm sure the
takes
spirits,
2 minutes.
Spirit store is open 24/7 at this point.
That is true. That's a very good point.
I don't like dressing up.
I know. That's part of the, what makes me happy, man.
Would you be willing to do like a show type dress up?
Like, what does that mean?
Like we all dress up as something together.
Like we're all on one theme.
Like a theme.
Yeah, like a theme.
Oh, I like that.
So like we're all the Addams Family. That's old school.
You could do that.
Yeah. We already got merch.
Yeah. We talked about it on Bit Season. Someone suggested the Village People.
Oh, it'll take forever.
I'm sure I'm going to dress up as a Village People.
That's not a terrible idea.
All right, come in as an Indian or whatever the guy is.
I could be like a construction worker, a cop, also a Native American.
Also another suggestion.
Right now, I'm not dressing up as a Village People. It will not happen. Okay, I'm adamantly.
You can't dress up as a Native American. You just can't.
You've canceled. There's a chance that... There's a chance I come in dressed up as a zombie, but the chance is probably 7.2%.
That's very low.
What about this suggestion?
It takes too long to put the makeup on.
Yeah, it's true.
We put all of our names in a hat, then we select a name, then you have to dress up as that junkie or show character.
But then we all have to approve what goes in the hat.
I do have a fourth costume that I dressed up as.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's documented, and I'm surprised you guys don't remember this.
So you have Zorn, you've got John Lennon, what was the third?
Kevin Federline.
K-Fed.
I also once dressed up on Junk's TV as Brett. I wore his Redskins sweatsuit with the big thighs.
I stuffed the pants.
I think I was Cakes. Okay. You were Johnny Damon.
I was Johnny Damon. I could do the Johnny Damon, I guess.
What were you?
I think I was like a cross between like a pirate and Sean Alexander. I had like a Sean Alexander Seahawks jersey.
It's actually coming back to me. We had Georgie Muras on that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird.
It's just a random.
Yeah, I'm willing to dress up. I'm game, but I would certainly need
to make a trip
to the party
store. What are the other ideas for themes? So you've got Village People.
I'm telling you, I won't dress up as Village People.
All right, just dress up as a construction worker. We'll dress up as Village People.
That's not going to happen. I promise you.
I wonder if one of these guys would give me their outfits. Just for the day.
They probably would.
I'd pay them $20.
Sure.
And I just put the hat on.
No, he needs the helmet. The vest. Even go on
maybe they have an extra one.
All right, you go talk to him.
Dude's just looking at his phone.
Yeah, there's definitely a spare
He's
uniform
plenty of time.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kind of a.
I can see us dressing up as a construction worker, Indian. What are the cop? Who's like the biker? Is that one? Drab said he wants to be the biker.
Yeah, he wants to wear the chaps.
Yeah,
I know.
If you have suggestions, 800-636-1067. So you think it has to be a group bit?
No, I think it doesn't have to be.
I'm
out.
You're not out. You can't leave.
I'm out.
The five of us can't be in and you out.
What if we all dress up as the cast of Wicked Tuna, EB? I don't know.
Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, right. Oh, Naked and Afraid. No. You see my vitiligo hog.
Yeah. All right, so the Village People.
What other shows do you watch?
The photo that I'm looking at, there's Drab the Biker. The guy next to him, it's some form of cop uniform with a red top instead of like a dark top. You have a cowboy. You have a Native American. You can't get away with that. You have to scratch that.
But it's a big cast. I mean, you just got to pick four.
There's a military guy.
Right.
And then there's a construction worker.
Which one do you want to be, Eric?
Hey, hey, hey.
The Macho Man?
I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. I don't like Halloween.
I think you could easily do...
You're celebrating something I loathe.
You could easily do military guy and not get in trouble, okay?
Construction worker
and cowboy.
And I think biker. I think all of them are fine except for the Native American.
I'm not dressing up as one of the Village People. It's not happening.
You can't walk in, you can't walk in here with Native headdress.
I'm not.
Just fine. Come in
See,
with...
See, that's why I don't want to dress up, because not everybody's into it. And then I walk in dressed up, and I look like a moron.
They would love you for it.
Those guys would be so happy.
So remember you did the entire show as Donald Duck?
Did Donald Duck back in the day. I did one of the Dumb and Dumber guys in the orange tux, whichever Dumb and Dumber guy that was, one year. I think there have been a few others. I might dress up Friday. Who knows?
Could we each be... We did an entertainment story a week ago about Squid Game. How many costumes are there? Everybody's doing that. I'm just throwing out TV shows.
It's very hacky.
Old school Adam's Family works because we got Lurcher.
Sure, that works.
Now we just need the other guys.
I'll be Sammy Sosa. I have a Sammy Sosa jersey. He now has white skin.
Yeah.
I'll be Sammy Sosa.
That's true. We bring a Cubs hat.
I'd have to buy a Cubs hat.
Number one Cubs fan EB doesn't have a Cubs hat?
Not anymore. I used to when I was a kid. Not anymore.
Think about it.
What about Ben Affleck? Could you dress up as
Ben? Yeah, that's a great one, Ben.
Or A-Rod.
Tom Cruise. People say you look like Tom Cruise.
I'm not into dressing up, guys. I don't know what to tell you. It's not my fantasy. I know you guys like that stuff.
Well, it's not my fantasy either, but here's the point.
Why are you making it sound like it's like you're like homophobic about dressing
up?
It's a perverted thing. I don't get into dress up. I don't even like where we have to wear makeup on the TV set or something.
Here's the problem with dressing up as a zombie, which I've always been.
That's your signature.
It just takes forever. I'd have to get up at 3.
Right.
Don't be a zombie then. Actually, just dress up like a DJ.
Why does it take you so long?
Like a bookie.
When you ever take your kid to a face painter, they do that thing like 3 minutes.
All right, well, my wife's not a professional face painter.
Well, just bring all the stuff in, and we can do it during one of the breaks.
Oh.
Why would I celebrate a holiday that I hate?
Cakes.
Whatever it is.
You probably wouldn't.
Look at my face. Oh.
Yeah, your face is very forlorn, is what it's looking like.
Drab loves his face paint.
Do we have some people who want to chime in?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich, what's up, man? John with the Junkers.
Good morning, Junk. How you doing, man?
Hello, Rich.
Good.
What's up?
I know you guys have seen the movie Dodgeball. Why don't you all just be Not Your Average Joes or Globo Gym?
Well, I've seen Dodgeball.
I've seen Dodgeball.
All of my 401k, that Eric Pickle has not seen Dodgeball.
Yeah.
I have not seen Dodgeball.
Not seen Dodgeball.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's got my guy Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn's butt funny.
Hey, Drab has a great idea for a costume.
No, he's not in that one.
Will Ferrell, is he in Dodgeball?
He
does he have
not.
A cameo?
He is not.
So. What were we going to say?
What about an astronaut? You've been tantalized by space.
Interstellar is your favorite movie.
Jeff Bezos and William Shatner are on your mind all the time.
I don't like.
Where is he going to get
Halloween.
All that?
I mean, you're trying to make me embrace something I don't like.
Just let him be Sammy Sosa. That's
can I be
easy
Sammy
for him.
Sosa?
That's easy.
All right, will you commit to being Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa or one of my jerseys or something.
Or you
Sammy
could, like,
Sosa.
Forgo
can you get like
the hat.
A Jerry curl, like a fake
like
Jerry
Steve
curl.
Steve Martin.
What do you mean?
Because you got like really white hair, like Phil Donahue. I mean, I'm like a couple years behind you.
So how am I going to be Steve Martin? Are you going to get a banjo?
No, you can just come in and say I'm Steve Martin.
You're right.
Yeah,
okay.
Act like you're hanging out with Martin Short.
You just don't have your hat.
Doing
that day.
A podcast. The only murders in the building. Silly.
I hate Halloween.
Or you just be George Clooney.
You do hate Halloween.
I just hate it.
Do you hate Halloween more or the idea of trading for Deshaun Watson? Which do you hate more?
I love the idea of Deshaun minus the baggage being the quarterback of my team. I don't want to deal with that.
Which is impossible.
Did you have a traumatic experience during Halloween as a kid that makes you hate it as an adult?
Well, I don't like scary movies. So like the whole premise of Halloween is scary.
Did you have a Michael Myers in your neighborhood?
Like I don't like those.
Pickle family used to give out Zag nuts. Maybe he's distraught about that.
No, and I don't like dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I love.
You do like candy.
I like candy, and I was crushing Halloween candy last night.
Halloween candy is delicious.
Do you give out the candy Halloween night to the trick-or-treaters, or do you let your wife do that?
I often will stay at home, and then I leave the door open for a little bit, and then I close the door and turn out the lights, and I act like there's no one home.
And you act like you're like a sexual predator. You're not allowed to hand out candy. Turn the lights off and say, no candy available here.
Is that what the sexual predators
do? Oh, yeah,
do?
They're not allowed to hand out candy.
Is that true?
Like, if you're on a sex registry list?
Correct.
You definitely can't
do
Halloween.
You've got to turn your lights off.
Oh, so that's why a lot of the houses are dark?
No, I think a lot of the houses are dark because they hate Halloween like you.
Right.
But if you're on a sex offender list, you can't hand out candy to kids.
I had no idea.
What about your daughter, Kate? Will she actually hand out candy, or will she go around the neighborhood?
No. She always does things with all their friends.
Right,
so she'll go out.
So it'll just be you.
I don't like walking. Like, I love doing stuff with my kids, but I like to play catch with them.
It'll just be you at the house.
Yeah.
Hey, you should dress up as the Grim Reaper. You always talk about death. I think that's perfect.
That's a great idea.
And it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
Please?
No.
Please.
Listen, what are you guys going to dress up as?
It's a surprise.
Oh, you're surprising us.
They've got a bit season bit.
Something no, like we're not in cahoots.
Chaps or panties or something will be involved. Something. I know. Let's go to Bob.
Yeah, we'll see that dumb smirk on your face when we come in dressed like that, too.
Bob. Is he there? Did I punch him up?
You didn't punch him up.
Hey, Bob.
Bobby.
Bob. Hey, good morning, guys. Hello, good morning, Bob. Guys.
What's up?
First time caller, but I watch you guys every morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Right now, EB, I got to tell you, you're just a total buzzkill, dude.
Because
I agree. I do agree.
Total buzzkill.
Yeah, I can't argue.
Even Lurch is willing to entertain the idea.
He likes dressing up, too. I could tell you stories about Lurch.
I don't
trust
like,
me.
I don't like,
you don't like
trust
it.
Trust me.
I don't like dressing up. But
one day out of the year?
I don't like doing it at 3:30 in the morning. You know how freaking tired I am at 3:30?
Yeah, I used to do it.
Well, are you going to dress up? Are you going to dress up at 4? No.
Me personally?
Yes,
no.
You're not going to do it. Okay, so you can't kill us.
Well, no. My only child is 29 years old. Halloween went out the window years ago.
So you just want to watch us on the show and just see Bickle in an outfit.
Absolutely. No,
you
just should
always
change of pace. Just
even
like
though your
Bob
kid's
e
grown,
said.
You should always celebrate Halloween.
And you should always listen to the show on the radio.
Of pace.
Yes, correct.
Maybe it's a losing battle.
All right.
Maybe it's a losing battle. Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up?
All right. I think it's a pretty easy one. Former 106.7 personalities. Cakes is G. Gordon Liddy because he's an alleged thief.
All right.
He's bald.
You
alleged.
Could go with the bald.
And he's bald. Okay.
I am bald. That's true.
And he's bald. And he's bald. Obviously, EB and JP as Don and Mike because of the fight we just saw earlier today.
Okay. Right.
Lurch is Stern. It's easy. Easy.
Well, because I'm tall.
You are tall.
How's it happening? Yeah. I've seen on social media, though, that some people have said that Valdez
Stern.
Looks like Don a little bit.
Valdez looks like Don? Do you like that?
I've heard that.
He looks like Don.
Yeah, I've gotten
bit.
That a lot.
You've heard that comp before?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard
wish
that.
Wish I had his Don salary.
Hell yeah, of course. We all do.
All right, thank you.
Mikey.
Thank you,
Mikey. Hi, boys.
Thank you, Mikey. All right, so
I wish I had his like 90s into the early 2000s salary.
Yeah.
All right.
Guarantee you.
So
that
the chances of me dressing up 7.2%. Cakes, what's your chances?
50%.
Ooh, Bickle.
0.01.
JP.
I'll say 50%.
Hey, what if we?
But I'm not going to be just on an island. I'm with Cakes. Yeah. I'll do it, but I'm not going to be on an island. And the only reason I'm going to do it is because I'm going to be doing it on Sunday.
Well, you won't be because you know the producers are going to dress up. You won't be on an island.
I'll send the reminder.
Yeah, but on an island in this studio.
No, exactly. You won't.
Cakes will do it.
Jason will do it. Jason likes dressing up and stuff like that. He
I do
it.
If it's a normal hour.
Huh? Just bring in a bag of stuff.
Don't you just buy like $4
because
makeup?
Because I want it to look good.
See, he wants the quality.
I want it to look legit. I got pictures of me as a zombie. I look legit. I look like a zombie.
He's got his reputation online. Yeah, zombie reputation.
Just get like a mask. You could just wear like a mask.
Wear the
like
Michael Myers mask?
Or like, yeah, or like one of the guys.
That might be my bit.
From the
I might dress up as Valdez's brother. Michael Myers.
Well, are you going to talk into the show with the mask on?
Yeah.
Other than the mic? Or?
Yeah, that's what you do on Halloween.
Like, what's the movie we always talk about with Ben Affleck where he's the bank robbing and
the town?
The
town. Yeah, wear a mask.
Yeah, wear a nun mask.
Huh?
Just wear a nun mask and bring in a fake. Well, I'd say bringing a fake gun. That's probably not a great idea.
Ooh, we can all be the Point Break characters.
Right,
that's true. Y'all be ex presidents.
Let's do that. We can get ex presidents masks.
Sure,
you that would be easy.
Excited.
That would be easy.
Yeah, finding a Richard
if someone
Nixon
got me
mask.
Like a rubber mask.
If the producers get me one, I'll wear it.
Yeah,
I would wear because it requires no effort. I would just put on a mask, like a
what
Point
if we,
Break guy.
What if we are what if we are the ex-presidents? Nixon, Reagan, who else was in there?
Jimmy Carter.
Carter.
Well,
and then
where
whoever.
Are we going to find these masks?
Producers will do it.
It's they better produce.
It's on them.
Those will be tough to find. But I
bet
I
you could find
the idea.
I bet you could find a Trump mask in 2 seconds.
Oh, you can definitely find a Trump mask. 100%.
Yeah, but he wasn't in the movie.
No, yeah, it's got to be
a reference in Point Break.
We're looking for authenticity here,
oh,
EB.
Okay.
Maybe it was it Ford?
I don't
I'm
know.
About to look
I
it
mean,
up.
Where are you going to find a Gerald Ford mask?
I don't know.
Looks like it was Reagan,
Amazon.
Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, and Jimmy Carter.
I have to be able to
that
breathe
movie
in
is old.
You
got to
find
a
Lyndon Johnson. All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Comedian Bert Kreischer going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes.
By the way, you heard, I think Earl talk about it, that D-Hop already signed with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Because did they cut their kicker? They waived their kicker?
I guess they've had kicker issues. I told these guys, I predict, a lot of predictions. I think Dustin Hopkins is a good kicker.
Yeah,
he had a little bad stretch, but he's a good kicker, and he will kick there much longer than Chris Blewett kicks here.
Correct. Correct.
I mean,
wait,
it won't even be close.
A team,
I think it could be equal.
You're telling me that a team cut a guy that's disposable and picked up another disposable guy and put him in his place?
Right.
In Dustin Hopkins? Mm-hmm. No
See,
way.
Cakes looks at kickers.
You think that
actually, he looks at kickers like fantasy positions.
I'm just saying, he wasn't out of work very long.
I think it's one of the easiest spots to replace on an NFL roster.
I think it's not.
Well, you can.
Kicker and running back.
You can replace it, but you're not going to always get a good one.
Right.
Sure.
Right. The Chargers have been looking for a good kicker for years, and they probably got their guy.
I just thought it was interesting.
Well, but I could see
I'm pro kicker.
I could see Blewett sticking with Washington the rest of the season.
Sure, I could,
and I could see Hopkins sticking there for the rest of the season, and both teams looking for new kickers next year.
Right.
I think Hopkins. I'll just take any bets. He lasts longer than Blewett.
Oh, I'm not going to take that bet. I mean, he actually has pro experience.
And right. He's a proven NFL kicker. I mean, that's why would anybody argue with me? Look, Blewett has been here for a minute and first kick blocked.
Yeah, but they think Blewett, a guy with no experience, is better than Hopkins.
No, I think they cut Blewett. It was like they're just trying to make some
Just sending a message?
Yep.
It's just a message being sent?
Yep, because the timing on it was way wrong.
By the way, Badgley was there for 3 years.
Yeah, I thought he was
so
pretty
you're
good.
Predicting that Hopkins is going to last longer than his predecessor?
I think that he'll be. I would be shocked if he's not there for.
I thought you said
years.
He's.
I thought it'd be longer than Blewett. That's Blewett, a given.
Well, I mean, but you said that the Chargers have been looking for kickers for years. They had the same guy for a while, and then he signed a deal with Tennessee.
Right. I think. I would. I will just not be surprised if he's there for 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah. If he's only there for like a week and he misses two kicks and they cut him, I'll be stunned. That's right. I'm just pro Hopkins. I think he's a good, proven NFL kicker. Is he a great kicker? Is he like the Tucker kid? No. But is he a good, proven quality?
To me, he's what we called Randy Foy when he signed with the Wizards back in the day. A dime a dozen. There are so many Dustin Hopkins out there roaming the landscape, just waiting to be plucked by NFL teams. Well, they're just are.
Yeah, he was plucked pretty quickly.
Some are better than others.
He was plucked pretty quickly.
Mason Crosby's been in Green Bay forever.
Yeah.
He's probably got 6 or 7 missed field goals this season.
Because they're hard to
find. I can think off 5 off the top of my head.
Well, he went through a stretch where he had a bunch made in a row, and then he went on the Cincinnati games where he missed
4 in one game. He missed 1 against Washington.
But before that, he was, I don't know, 20 straight or something?
The kick against Washington, Tim Settle got credit for the...
Tim Settle made the block, yeah. I think.
It was Settle.
If the defensive line didn't rush and the offensive line didn't move...
Mm-hmm.
It would have been blocked by one of their guys' helmets. It was that low.
Right.
Because Tim Settle deflected it, not up high, like 7 feet high. He deflected it like 3 feet. I mean, he got penetration, but it was a low, low kick.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know. I just thought it was kicks. I know you think you can just go out to the construction site and pick out a kicker.
Pretty much.
But I think it's harder than that.
It's not true. Pretty equivalent to that.
I think it's not true.
So we wanted to get back to the quarterback dilemma that Washington faces.
Oh, it's so funny.
Jason interpreted Ron Rivera's interview with us as they're going to draft a quarterback.
And that's the vibe I got.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they're going to draft a quarterback, the next question is, well, who are they going to draft? And Mel Kiper, I guess, has a new QB1 atop his list. And it's a guy who's been in college football for a while. We mentioned him the other day. Kenny Pickett is Mel Kiper's number one.
I mentioned him, too. I mean, he's having a great year. Now, he had 2 bad years leading up to this year. He's really improved this year. He's got 1 pick this year. Now, he was throwing some interceptions the last couple of years, but he's got 1. And he's having a good year. He's got a strong arm. He's a big kid. He's probably 6'4", guessing, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". But I don't know if he's a first round. I don't know if he's a first round pick. I just don't know.
Well, if he's the number one rated quarterback, he will be, and he'll probably be a top 5 pick.
Yeah, I know, but.
He's listed at 6'3", 220. Yeah, this year, 23 touchdowns,
1 pick.
Just 1 interception.
Yep.
I wish I could see the
list.
He's
an older guy.
He started probably 50 games in college. He's basically been a 4-year starter.
Okay, here's the list.
when did he release
this clear
list?
Improvement. I mean, a year ago in 2020, 13 touchdowns, 9 picks.
All right, look at 19.
Year before that. Identical, 13-9, 2018, 12-6, and he actually started his collegiate career in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a 5th-year collegiate quarterback.
Yeah, he's started a ton of games.
Can you send me the link to the thing? Because I can find Kiper's big board, but I can't find the daggone.
If you want the top 10, it's Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral,
Ole Miss. I don't learn that way. Sorry.
Well, I'm just
I'm the visual learner.
But we are a radio show, so letting the listeners know.
Well, you do it for the listeners, not for me.
Calm down. Jeez. Kenny Pickett's one.
Pickle and JP have been going at it today.
How am I going at it? I'm reading.
I just said you two have been going at it. I'm a visual learner,
so you
he
can...
told you to go back to law school, and he said check the link, and he's going to read it to you, and all that.
Maybe, whatever. All right, it's in your DM.
You want to read it for the listeners' sake? That's fine. But then I'll have to look at it myself.
Matt Crowell's listed number 2. Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
The kid from Cincinnati,
Desmond Ritter.
3, Malik Willis 4, and Sam Howell 5. Sam Howell entering the season was supposed to be the dude.
Some mock drafts had him the number 1 overall pick, yes.
I saw him play in the Military Bowl.
Okay, last year?
Might have been 2 years ago. It was before the pandemic.
He's had a bad year.
And he was awesome.
Yep, had a really good year last year. That's why he was the number 1 potential pick.
I think he was the number 1 pick in our college fantasy draft.
Maybe.
Definitely my team's number 1 pick.
I'm looking at 2 NFL mock drafters on CBSSports.com right now. Ryan Wilson, who's been on the show many times, and Chris Trapasso. They each have Washington football team at 7 taking Matt Corral out of Ole Miss.
There you go. They're going to take Ron basically told us they're going to take a quarterback in the draft.
Unless
they can somehow pull off a trade for a Derek Carr, not going to happen. A Baker Mayfield, not going to happen. Watson, not going to happen. They're not going to go sign Trubisky.
No,
and
no,
just
they can't.
Run it back.
That's an impossibility.
They're not going to bring Fitz back.
They're going to draft a young guy, and Heineke's going to be the backup, and they're going to say, bye-bye, Fitz.
Yes.
Take your $10 million, and happy trails to you.
Correct.
That's most likely what's going to happen.
I mean, that's
unless they decide to trade for some other veteran, like Matt Ryan or Derek Carr.
Now, Matt Corral, I'll just say this, compared to... All right, Pickett for Kiper's number 1, and he had a clear jump this year. Like, it's like this year he finally got it and has these great stats.
Uh-huh.
Crowell wasn't bad last year, so he's 22 years old, from California.
Last year, 29 touchdowns, 14 picks. This year, 15-1.
Yeah, but those numbers, but he threw 14 picks last year. That's a ton.
That is a lot.
And in some of the big games, he was awful. He threw three or four in a couple of the big games.
I almost don't care about the numbers. I need for me as an elite evaluator, Cakes. I need to
see. You need to watch.
You can't just look at numbers because a lot of these teams play a different style. Where it's more of an air raid, or if you're Ole Miss, you're running a play every 7 seconds.
Right. Exactly.
True, but I'm just saying you look at the growth.
Now, so a couple of these kids, the Matt Corrals and the Malik Willises of the world, they're kind of dual threat because they can run. Mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett's a bigger guy; he's not going to be a running threat.
That'll hurt him. These guys, everybody wants.
Yeah, but he's got the big arm. Do you want the 6'3" kid with the big arm? That's him.
That's not the trendy guy anymore.
But I don't believe the reports that I don't know where you were hearing that Washington didn't like any of the quarterbacks. I think they are going to like.
The reports I heard, they were not enamored with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they will get enamored.
Yeah,
because they know they have to get.
They're
going
to have to fall in love with somebody.
And if they do have the 5th, 6th, 7th pick, they're not taking an offensive lineman.
Yeah, but if you're 25 years old or 30 years old, and your parents are pressuring you to get married or whatever, and then you're just going to marry an arranged marriage. There's only ugly chicks.
It's going to be an arranged marriage.
I mean, you got
it's going to be an arranged marriage. Well, then all I'm saying to you is they're going to take one.
An arranged marriage is probably not going to work. You want to get a hot chick.
Coming up next, we shift gears. We'll talk to comedian Bert Kreischer here on The Junkies.
Chappelle, Cake Sierno, you hear me talk about my awesome chair from PVI Office Furniture all the time. I'm sitting in it right now. Now I want to hook you up, too, with the largest showroom of both new and used furniture in the state of Maryland. PVI has exactly what you're looking for, and it's in stock. No delays. Order your furniture today and get it by next week. Whether you're working from home or furnishing an office space, PVI's knowledgeable staff is there to help you every single step of the way. Don't wait. Get down to Frederick today or visit PVIPVI.com and tell them Cake sent you. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. And join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Bert Kreischer. He's got the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour. Includes two shows at the DAR Constitutional Hall coming up November 3rd and the 4th. And I was just looking at your schedule. How do you keep up with
packed,
it, man?
Super packed.
Do you have somebody that tells you, all right, you're in Fort Myers tonight, you're in D.C., and then you're in Boston?
Gotta have a guy.
Are bouncing around.
Dude, I just live on a tour bus. I actually have someone just said, hey, it's 9:40 right now. And I went, oh, okay. I'm like in a zone.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, dude, I was looking at the schedule, and you're here in the middle of the week, and you're here for 2 nights. I mean, if you're awake, I mean, I know you're probably not awake typically, but you should come and hang.
I am. I am awake, and I would love to do that. My birthday is on November 3rd.
Oh, my God. We'll celebrate a birthday party.
A birthday show.
A birthday party. Yeah.
Might I suggest a surprise birthday party?
Yeah, sure. You can suggest it all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever the disorder, the mental disorder is that you believe every birthday you're getting a surprise birthday, I've got that one.
Yeah, I used to want that all the time, too. And my wife finally came through on the 50th, but, you know, it was a lot of begging.
She's probably waiting for my 50th. I don't know if I'll be with her on my 50th, but yeah, she's probably waiting for my 50th.
You mean with her in spirit or like physically with her?
But then when you got it, you just complain about how much money you spent on the party.
She spent a lot of money.
I'm sizing up my second wife already. Right. I mean, we're doing good, but you know, I want to have something to look forward to. You ever like look at Rolexes or look at cars in line or dogs and go, I don't need one now, but just when I run into some money.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Sure. Oh, I think you're running into money. And beyond comedy, I was just looking at your little promo sheet. I guess you just filmed a movie with Mark Hamill in Serbia?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made the movie based on the story where I got involved with the Russian mafia, The Machine. And so we lived in Serbia for 3 months. Mark Hamill played my dad, and we just screened it, and it did awesome, so I'm super excited. I'm super, super excited.
Bert, you were just in Tallahassee a few nights ago, and I saw...
Bro, the experience of my lifetime.
The video on your Twitter of you doing the Seminole War Chant with, like, 12,000 people with their phones and you with the spear is awesome. I mean, you had to feel like a god down there in Tallahassee.
Let me tell you, I left Tallahassee in 1997, and the administration hated me. I was like persona non grata. Because for anyone who doesn't know, in 1997, Rolling Stone magazine wrote an article about me calling me the number one party animal in the country. Right. Florida State hated my guts. All of a sudden, I spent the rest of my life. I moved to New York. They wouldn't even graduate me. I had to take correspondence classes through the Florida State prison system.
Unbelievable.
And so then, they send you a box of books, and then they're like, write a paper about these books. And there's books. They're just like textbooks.
Right.
So I come back. I mean, what has it been, like 27 years?
Yeah.
I come back, and the first thing I see is they have big banners at the Civic Center that say, welcome home, Birdie Boy. And I'm like, oh, my God. So then I walk through campus, and kids are leaning out of their dorm rooms. Welcome back, Birdie Boy. I'm like, this is bizarre, right? Then I get there, the administration shows up, and they present me with my own spear that's engraved with my name and the date that I'm performing there. I'm like, oh, my God. I get out there, a packed Civic Center. I saw Nirvana perform in this Civic Center. I saw Bobcat Goldthwait, Adam Sandler perform in this Civic Center.
Right.
I'm literally, like, getting chills. I pull the spear out on stage, and I'm like, this is a pretty cancelable event. You know, leaving the war table with a spear.
Yeah, I know. The optics are a little weird because everybody just wants to cancel left and right, but... And it's cultural appropriation, but I mean, it's an amazing scene. It just is.
Oh, it was something that I grew up with in that school. I mean, the Seminole tribe is completely co-signed with Florida State Seminoles. They have no problems with what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I know that. But you know, people don't know that. People are going to post the video. People are going to get upset. I don't really care. It was better than the birth of my children. I mean, being dead serious.
I love that you admit that. Hey, dude, whatever happened with like Sober October with you boys? Whatever happened?
That didn't last too long?
Well, it's a relapse tour.
I know. I always got a kick out of all that.
It's hard, though, man.
It is hard. I can barely do Sober Wednesday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what really happened was Ari Shaffir drugged me. And,
we believe that. And, we've had him on the show before. Believe it.
Oh, yeah, I know you guys are friends with him. No, he came to my house to do a podcast, and he slipped me Molly. He roofied me. and it kind of took the fun out of Sober October.
Hilarious. Also, then Joe, like, had Corona. I mean, I could see why maybe it didn't happen this year. But maybe next year. I don't know.
And I think we all split up. Joe moved to Austin. Or Ari's in New York. Tom moved to Austin. So it's kind of like the fun of it was that we were all doing it. We were seeing each other at the store every night. We all took the month off. We kind of hung out. We texted. And then when I got roofied, no one texted. And, you know, as it happens.
Hey, so you grew up in Tampa, and I know you're in Florida now, Florida State. Are you a Bucks fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Bucks fan. But I split the line because I'm a Rams fan, too, because we have Rams season tickets. So, like, I couldn't go to the Bucks-Rams game, and I had great seats. Mm-hmm. And, I told the Bucks that. I was like, hey, man, just so you know, I'm not going to the game because I feel weird. I'm not going to wear a Bucks jersey to in L.A. because you get stabbed in that stadium. So
right.
It is scary, man, like the number of fights that are now occurring in the stands. I mean, ooh,
yeah, because you can get famous from it, and then you can get season tickets.
Right.
Like that guy punched the guy. The biggest mistake that ever happened was that guy in Phoenix who knocked that guy out, and then everyone celebrated him. Because now everyone with a semi-good jab is going to a game going, I'm gonna get season tickets doing this.
Right. It's true. Suns and four guy. He had a moment.
Yeah, Suns and four. He got famous for look, I think the other guy started it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he was defending himself, but still, it's like, dude, the last thing I want to do is get, like, people always go, don't hit women. I'm like, don't hit anybody. I don't want to be hit either.
Right. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. And by the way, I've been hit a lot. It is the most humbling experience. Once you get your ass kicked, you realize the people who didn't get their ass kicked. Osama bin Laden never got his ass kicked. Saddam Hussein never got his ass kicked. If they had just gotten,
you were an actual a physical altercation. Okay, you're 48 years old.
Okay, last time I was in a physical altercation, it was in 2009, the day before I was about to shoot my special on Comedy Central, and I pulled, and there was this guy who had a backpack on. He was a ethnic person, but he wasn't black. He was just like a beige guy, and he was walking. And as I was turning, he started slowing down his walk. So he kind of left me in the lurch, and I couldn't turn. So I honked and I scared him. And as I scared him, he freaked out. And I pulled up, and he was like, said something. So I backed up like I was going to do something.
Yeah.
And I saw that he had adult braces on. And I was like, oh, I don't want any part of this. I was like, this kid's trying to get his life together. His parents didn't care about his smile. Now he's trying to care about his smile. And I was like, oh, man, I had orthodontics all growing up. My parents loved me. I don't know how to fight like this kid.
Right.
So adult braces is a red flag.
So then what happened?
You see that? It's like a warning sign.
I took off. I drove away fast. By the way, the week before that, here's what had happened. The week before that, I had, like, nutted a guy up, like I had scared a guy. Mm. And the guy looked like Louis C.K. But when I told the story to everyone, I didn't say Louis C.K., I said Louis Anderson. I was like, get out of here and be a man. And my wife's like, honey, why would you do that? Like, let the guy go. And I was like, no, babe, you look like Louis Anderson. She's like, yeah, I know. That's really sad.
Right.
Yeah. 500 pounds. When's the last time, though? Because when you said you were in physical altercations, I was imagining like punches thrown. When's the last time Bert Kreischer was punched in the face?
By college.
In college, I got suplexed in a fight and dropped on my head, knocked unconscious, and taken to the hospital. I was confused. I didn't know where I was. I walked into a classroom that I wasn't in, and they were like, can we help you? And I was like, I think I'm really lost. And it was finals week. And that was the last time. I got beat up pretty bad.
Hilarious. I tell these guys all the time, like, you know, all these celebrity fighting and things. I was like, I want nothing to do. I got punched one time in college in the face.
You got sucker punched.
Yeah, I got sucker punched. But yeah. It hurt. My nose hurt for like 2 years.
Of course it's going to hurt.
It didn't stop hurting.
Dude, and when you get in a fist fight, all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and you're like, why do my ears hurt?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. Oh, I think he hit me in the ears. And you're like, my ribs hurt. What, did I get kicked?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I grew up a regular boy, like fighting, and I wasn't a good fighter. And by the way, I had to take like fight lessons to do my movie. So now I feel like I can fight because I'm.
Yeah, no. I got to put it to the test.
You know how to fake fight.
I know how to like throw a cross, throw a hook, throw like, I know those moves and, we had a fight scene in my movie, and I just punched the guy the whole time. Because right. I was like, and he was like, hey, man, you're supposed to, like, come close to hitting me. I was like, yeah, but I'm not good at that. I'm just good at punching you.
Hilarious.
All right, well, Bert, man, we got to run. We're up against a break. Yeah, open invite to join us on
Bring
your birthday if you want.
Bring a birthday party.
But for listeners, it's the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour. Includes two shows at the DAR Constitutional Hall. November 3rd and the 4th.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, guys. I miss you guys. The last time I was with you guys, we were talking about the tree guy's feet. Remember him?
Oh yeah. Dude, tree guy. Very freaky.
Unbelievable. You got sick memory, yeah. dude.
That is a sick memory.
No, I miss you guys. I know. I haven't seen you guys since. So
yeah, come back.
It's good talking to you.
Come all back. Right. Yeah. Right. You're totally invited.
DAR Constitution Thanks, Hall.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Bert.
November 3rd, November 4th, go out and see him for the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour.
Yeah, the Birdie Boy.
He's just stacking so many chips.
Dude, he is hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
So funny. All those shows he's doing.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish, Cakes, EB. I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.